Welcome to Heartspeak Podcast, episode 56, Astrological Insights for 2020.
Welcome to the Heartspeak Podcast, where valuable insights are shared that bypass the mind and resonate with the heart. Listen, open your heart, become inspired, find the joy and fulfillment that awaits when you follow your heart. And now, here's your host, Dr. Christine Page.
Happy New Year. Happy New Decade. Wow, we've reached it. We've come to these wonderful 20s that by the end of them, we will certainly have evolved as spiritual human beings, I hope. And the beginning of this time is this year, an amazing year. So I hope you've got your seatbelt on and you're ready to rock and roll, because we really are taking ourselves into a completely different place than we've ever been before. And I look back and I think, well, did we make as much fuss about a new decade back in 2010? I can't remember that. Maybe that was me, because at that time I was pretty well focused on 2012 and December 21st, 2012, and whether things would change. But I really can't remember what was going on there, except that we had gone through, or we were still in the midst of the recession that occurred when Pluto went into Capricorn initially in 2008. And I think we were still struggling with that. Well, 10 years on, lots of things have changed since then, for the better, I hope. And I also question what we would call the children that were born between 2010 and 2020. Now we're into the 20s. We can talk about this new generation of the 20s. But what do we call them? Do we call them the teens? I don't think we did. So I was looking that up and I see that it's now Generation Alpha. That's what someone has coined, the children born between 2011 and 2025. And interestingly, they are the children who will never have not known digital platforms, never not known iPads, iPhones, all of the different opportunities. And they are the ones who will be demanding that things change. They also see them as the one who will be leading with the money they have for this digital market to keep expanding, demanding more and more. And I read somewhere where they said that the children who leave school, when they leave school, will be going into jobs that haven't even been created yet. I just think that's amazing, because we truly are changing. And these next 10 years, we're going to see the introduction of so much more AI, artificial intelligence, and so much more about how does humanity work together with the digital world, with the artificial intelligence. How do we define ourselves if we no longer define ourselves by our jobs, by the money we make? And I know that I've spoken about this before, but we need to be looking at how we exist in the world, in this world, and what is our value, and how do we see ourselves? And this is really, I think, very pertinent to the fact that throughout 2020, if you didn't think we'd had enough Capricorn energy, which I keep talking about, we have more Capricorn energy because Jupiter is also now in Capricorn. God bless it. So we not only at the moment, of course, have the sun also in Capricorn, and we are looking at how do we define ourselves. Capricorn is about structure, definition, rules, identity, integrity. How are you living from your integrity? And that's going to be a theme that I'm going to be talking about during this podcast. And at the end, I will be offering a short meditation, because this is once again going to be asking you, where are you living by rules or in roles or in beliefs that no longer are in integrity to you? This is really a year of restructuring. It was so in 2019, even more so. You will feel not necessarily a heaviness of restructuring, but an excited energy. That's Jupiter of restructuring. Yes, I can do this. Yes, I can move beyond that. Yes, I'm making a plan. There's going to be a plan. Capricorn loves plans. I'm making a plan for expanding my work, expanding my home, expanding how I exist in the world, pushing the boundaries. So I hope you feel that 2020 is going to be one of these really good years for us. And of course, a lot is happening politically, but it will have the same sort of theme. It's not about sameness. Nothing I'm seeing is about sameness. It's about change. It's about expansion. And in many ways, the children of today are expecting that. They are saying, we're not going to get stuck in the old paradigm. We want to push the boundaries out. And there's a lot going on, as I'll explain, dates that relate to this very much. Before we go any further, let's look at the numerology. So numerology, 2020 adds up to a 4. So 4 is about hard work, God bless it. It's also about structure, which is so interestingly. So we are in 2020, it relates to structure, and Capricorn is going to be really playing its part so strongly in 2020. But you could also look at the 2 and, you know, the 2 and the 2 make 22, and that's a master number, which is about transformation, which interestingly, we have the two different big planets that are going to be impacting us: Saturn, structure; Pluto, transformation. So it's interesting, it's like we are transforming our structure, or structuring our transformation. Aren't I clever? It's all about, it's not about just transforming everything, it's actually digging deep and saying what needs to come into my world to give me a stronger foundation of who I am. So don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. This is really about bringing from the depths of your inner self, your gifts, your talents, that's Pluto, your inner powers. So what needs to come out of you to create a structure, a definition, identity for who you are? How do you want to define yourself in the world, taking on board all those different energies? Okay, I'll keep coming back to that, but I hope I'm exciting you in what I'm saying. Now, if you look back at one of the podcasts I did recently on numerology, you might also want to look at where are you in your numerological years. So 2 and 2, 4, the zeros don't count for anything when we're counting. So if you take your day of birth, your month of birth, and add 4, then you get the year that you're in at this present time. And I'll let you go back to that podcast to see what I'm talking about. And there's a lot of debate in numerology whether or not that starts on the 1st of January of the new year, or whether it starts at your birthday. So you could say you're still in the old number until your birthday. I preferably, because I like this way, prefer to start on the 1st of January. But then my birthday is in that first 6 months. I was born in May. So that I'm already feeling that I'm entering into this new number. So when I add my day and my month of birth, that becomes a 1. You always take it down to a single digit. Then I add 4, makes a 5. So I'm already feeling that sort of 5 energy of change, freedom, new things, redefining things, and freedom. So I'm feeling that. And that's possibly because I'm coming out of a 4-year, which, as I say, is hard work. So maybe I just want to move on from 2019, which was much harder than I thought it would be. I had to work very hard, and I'm looking forward to this 5 years. So I'm not waiting till May for this to happen. I'm already bringing it into my life today when I want to actually express it. So you might want to look at your own numerology. What are you expressing? And it's always fun to do that with your partner or your family, because you suddenly realize one of you is like, okay, I'm going to change everything. And the other one's saying, no, I'm going to keep everything as it is. So it helps you to understand where they're coming from for you to be able to say, okay, I need to give you space for your experience while I have space for mine. Make sense? It's so much fun. Now, before I end that little piece on numerology, we look at the 2, the 0, the 2, the 0. And 2 is often seen as the number of compassion, of service, of empathy, psychic ability. And the 0 is seen as a lens. So we have 2020. It's a lens into compassion. It's a lens into true service. It's a lens into other people's worlds, feeling into others. And I would hope that we are going to become more compassionate towards each other. As was predicted back in 2012, we saw a time where whatever I did to you was going to affect me, i.e. we couldn't keep our actions away from the reaction of somebody else. And I would love that we start to become more sensitive, not in a sort of empathic way where we just take on everybody's pain, but that we have more consideration, respect for how our words and our actions impact others and how that will then impact us. We really have got to the point where we kind of feel we're justified to maybe call people names or not be true to how they're feeling in that moment. No, I'm not suggesting that you just hold back all the time because you're overly sensitive to what other people may think. But it would be so nice if we considered that what we do to others, we do to ourselves. And is this what we want to call upon ourselves? And those lenses are that insight, that ability to see beyond our own limited world, seeing out into the world in a much greater way than we've seen before, and being able to say, wow, we are not alone. We don't even live in a family on our own. We don't live on this planet on our own. We are connected, and we are connected in a very empathic and sensitive and compassionate way. We exist because of others, and others will cause us to react in certain ways, which there's no end to how that will impact the world. The butterfly wings causing the typhoon somewhere else. So I'm really saying, let this year be a time of true compassion, true insight, true detached love, you know, detached compassion, where we consider what we're going to do or say, not from a place of shame, but from a place of compassion. What is the most loving thing I can do in this moment? What's the wisest thing I can do in this moment? This is bringing us towards what's really going to be happening over the next few years, which is Saturn and then Pluto going into Aquarius, Jupiter going into Aquarius. Aquarians have that bigger vision. They have an overview. They synthesize information. So perhaps rather than just reacting, we might have that moment where we consider the bigger picture. How's this going to impact more than just me at this time? There you go. That was very serious. So let's move on. So this great date around January the 12th of 2020 is when Saturn and Pluto collide. Well, when two big planets are coming together like that, they're already affecting us. So here we are already feeling the coming together of structure, Saturn, Pluto transformation. But there's another way, as I was describing, that you could also see it, is Pluto is about deep power, but it's also about manipulative power, secretive power. Pluto is about that which is hidden. Saturn is saying, let that be seen. Let's call that out. So it's not just, oh, let's get rid of any structure that Saturn may hold. Saturn is like it sees right through everything. It's not emotionally attached. So Saturn is saying, let me call out things where you are not living true to yourself, or where people are manipulating each other, or where there are power games. So this sort of clash of energy where we would love to see a transformation of energy so we all lived in harmony with each other. I'm being very, that's what we want. We want rules, but we don't want rules that limit. But we also need a structure that defines how we live together. Wow, that's how I see it. So there's a lot going on in the world. And when it comes to Saturn, it's about where do we feel limited by the rules in our own life? Let's forget the outer world and just put ourselves in there. And I've talked about this many times before, but I want you to look at not only the beliefs that you're carrying, but maybe the rules that you carry, you know, I should do this, I must do this, I've got to be a certain way. But what I've been recognizing is also the roles that I believe I have to carry in order to fit into this world. A role of being maybe a doctor, a role of being a teacher, a role of being a daughter, a role of being a wife. And these are all my identities. And that's nothing wrong with that. It's like putting clothes on in the morning. But where are those roles no longer fitting for me? Or where do those roles limit me? So that would be something that I would really suggest to you that you might want to consider over these next few weeks, even few months. What roles no longer allow me to grow? What roles no longer allow me to expand? Because with Jupiter also in Capricorn, Jupiter is about expansion, travel, pushing the boundaries out, living outside the boundaries. It's also about justice and reasonableness, honesty. So you're being honest about where are you hiding? Where are you staying small? Where are you staying in a role that no longer works for you? Where are you convincing yourself that it does? So all of this is what's happening now, this expanding, this restructuring, redefining. And it's okay if you say, God, I'm so confused. I don't know who I am anymore. Good. Confusion is good for the soul. Being confused is meaning that you're letting go of something and you're not in the new yet. And it's a bit like being in the cocoon. When you're in the cocoon, you're just liquid. And so you can become anything. So confusion is about the opportunity to experience mystery, opportunity to experience yourself fully. So when we get into our state, we go, oh, I don't know who I am, or I feel depressed. That's great, because now you have opportunities. And what's important is not just to jump into another role so you can feel secure again. What is coming from within you? What is Pluto bringing to the surface? What are the gems and the gifts you've got, but you haven't been using? What is it nobody knows about you, but it's time that they did? What do you keep putting off? Especially if you're a Taurus, may I say. What do you keep putting off? So this is a time not to put anything off. Hope I'm exciting you. So now next one is when Saturn will go into Aquarius after it's finished with this little journey with Pluto. But it only goes in for a short time. And excuse me, I'm just going to check my dates here so that I make sure that I'm correctly on tune here. So Saturn goes into Aquarius March the 21st until July the 1st. Then it goes back into Capricorn until December the 17th. In other words, we have this small window of time, a few months from March to July the 1st, where we're going to experience Saturn in Aquarius. What does that mean? The last time it was there was actually 1983. I checked on that. So you might want to ask yourself, 1991. You might want to ask yourself, what was going on then in my life that I may need to be considering now? So 1991, what was happening? I know for me, it was a huge period of transformation. I was a little confused, but I knew my life was changing. So Saturn is creating a new Aquarian way of being. What does that mean? Aquarius is about living more in community, social change, social idealism. As I say, thinking of the bigger picture, not limiting yourself just to the ego. So I see some wonderful social justice come in around this period of time. Certainly, as I say, we'll see some of it from March to July of this year, but then maybe it will stop again and we'll see more of it from December onwards for maybe the next couple of years after that. So letting ourselves recognize that, I keep saying that central governments may not exist after that, or maybe you want to look at how does our community want to use its money for education, for health, for the poor, for the immigrants, whatever it is that you want to deal with in a community for justice, I think we're going to see much more community unrest, truly, about not following the party line, not following what government, central government wants, but what does your community want? And I think that's come up strongly in the election that took place in the UK. It was about communities, it was about towns, it was about people who said, I know that this is a big issue, but we actually need this in our town, or we need this in our town. And I feel that big governments don't look at it that way. They look at, I don't know what they look at, but they certainly don't look in those ways. And I think that we're going to see rules that are being made that almost don't allow any personal freedom will not be allowed anymore, because those are coming from fear, from shame. You've got to do this. This is the way it's got to be. And if you don't, you're a bad person. That isn't the Aquarian way. Aquarius is much more about not being emotionally attached. It's much more about detachment, almost a cooling. And in 3 years' time, Pluto is going to go into Aquarius, which we haven't seen in our lifetime. It takes 250 years for that to happen. So Pluto's going to bring in more of this sort of Aquarian energy, the way of living. But it also means that we have to act in a way that is more Aquarian. So we have to pull ourselves free of any limiting ways that our ego keeps getting back into. Oh, you're not a good person. All those beliefs that really pull us back, and allow ourselves to create new rules, new structure for the amazing person that we are. Maybe you're going to be more interested in being the star person, connecting to the stars. Who am I when I'm not being, as we might call it, just a human being? Maybe you're going to have more interest in cosmic experiences, metaphysics. All of these things are going to become more interesting. And I think we are going to see disclosures about UFOs that have been kept from us until now. I think more is going to come to the surface in just what is humanity? How long have we been here? All these things are turning over these old teachings that have said, oh, we're very limited. We've only been around a few thousand years. So watch this space. So that's Saturn. Pluto is going to continue, as I say, for another 3 years going through Capricorn, turning over old structures. Maybe we're going to see more in religions, bringing to the surface things that have been hidden. I think we're going to see more about abuses that have occurred, although a lot of good work has already happened to show these underlying energies, although we all know that there are still some very dark spaces that nobody can access, or very few people access, that need to be brought into the light. And we're going to see a few things happening here. So Jupiter will approach Pluto, and again, it's I think the transformation, the expansion that I'm talking about. I think this will be really good for us to be more tolerant to each other. The future of humanity is unity through the acceptance of diversity. What does that mean? It means that we have to have tolerance for everybody. Now, there's a lot of people who would say, we're already doing that. We're already including so many minorities that we didn't include before. Yes, but those minorities also have to be inclusive of those who choose to be a different way. So we've kind of gone out of balance where we have tolerance for certain groups and not tolerance for others. That's not the way that unity through diversity works. It comes from a place of tolerance for all. What you choose to do, how you choose to do it, has to be part of the wholeness. And nobody's stopping you being something as long as it aligns and to the rest of humanity. Now, you might say, well, that sounds very confusing, Chris, but what I'm trying to say is we do need rules. There are certain things that are okay and certain things that are not in terms of how we behave towards each other. And yet there should also be freedom in that. So how do we live free to be ourselves and yet within a structure that doesn't limit us but allows us to feel that we are contributing to the greater good? I'm using words here. So how do you not limit yourself, but also not just, this isn't about just rebelling. This is about contribution. This is about fulfilling our destiny. And when we fulfill our destiny, when we own our own power, when we say, this is who I am, in a good way that doesn't need approval from other people, then we allow other people to do the same thing. So it's stepping up without the need of approval, without the need to be better than anybody else. It's tolerance for others. And that's the Aquarian way. Everybody's self-conscious, everybody's self-responsible, everybody self-respectful. And then we work together as a whole, not in the sort of old Piscean way where one person's the leader and everybody and tells everybody else what to do, or everybody gives the power away to the leader and doesn't do anything at all. So we're going through this huge transition. And I know I've mentioned this before, but what I am seeing over and over again in those I get the pleasure to speak with is those, especially with Aquarian energy in their astrology charts, who are feeling frustrated because the old guard, the old ways are no longer carrying them in a frequency they want. In other words, I'm seeing people say, I want to be part of that group, but I can't be that anymore. I can't make myself small or limit myself. And you might be feeling that. You may be saying, wow, I met my family over the holiday season and I don't feel I fit in anymore. And that's probably true. So people talk about being lonely to me. I don't want to be lonely. And yet you can be lonely in a crowd. And many a time you've been living in a lonely life because nobody understood you anyway. So stepping into a place where maybe you'll attract people who do see you and know you is this 2020. Time to step out and stop being small, stop defining yourself in a small, limited way. Now, let me just see if there's anything else I want to share with you. Jupiter in Capricorn is going to be sextiling Neptune, which is good. Neptune's in Pisces three times during 2020. And here I see we're going to have real opportunities for expanding. It's going to be digital. I always knew virtual reality would be part of that. There's going to be so much where we expand ourselves and our reality and our consciousness with the use of the digital world. And I think this is going to be very good as long as we don't lose ourselves completely in there. And that, of course, is the same as the games, the computer games. There is a risk that we're going to get so extraordinarily opened up that we won't be able to find our way back to, I'm not saying reality that doesn't exist there, but that doesn't have a place where we can feel comfortable, we can feel nurtured. So I would say continually listening to your body. Many people don't want to listen to their body. They think this is a lesser part of who they are. But the body is the vessel through which we transform ourselves. So when we are only living from the mind, which unfortunately is becoming more and more common, we lose touch with reality, and that's not healthy for us, it's not healthy for others. And we need to use the body as the transformer. So if everything's just in the head, nothing's changing. It's just in our imagination that it is. So I see it as an exciting time. We're going to see more and more things happening. I think we're going to see more and more pushes out into space, things happening in to find ourselves. Who are we in the bigger picture, in the cosmic picture? As long as we don't lose ourselves, that's what I would say there. We have Mars going retrograde September the 9th to November the 13th. I'll be talking about that again, but there's always a time where we could be a little bit more frustrated. It's in Aries. So just when we feel we're moving forward, Mars rules Aries, we may feel we're pulling back. And of course, in the US, this is quite an important time zone, September to November, maybe a lot of tempers, aggression, agitation. And I would just say, be aware this is a time where we really need to hold our energy and not get too worked up, because Mars going retrograde, you can feel frustrated, you can feel the world is frustrating you, when truly it's just giving you an opportunity to go deeper into yourself and say, what do I really want to birth? What do I want to give new energy to, rather than just getting fired up and getting frustrated? Then right at the end, Jupiter goes into Aquarius itself December the 19th, and then is conjunct with Saturn December the 23rd, almost just over a year, under a year ago to go. But this is really going to be more Aquarian energy. And I feel very excited about that. This, again, is going to help us to know who we are. I feel that there's going to be such an expansion of awareness. And I feel that the strength of this is going to be, are you ready to step up? Are you ready to take responsibility? So no more blame, no more shame, no more feeling not good enough, no more hierarchical systems. If you get caught up in hierarchical systems, walk the other way. If someone says, join my course, and then there's three levels of it, which were going to cost you lots of money, walk the other way. Or if you couldn't, you know, you have to join this, but there's these levels and you'll never be good enough anyway, walk the other way. Aquarius doesn't have that sort of hierarchical energy. So be in your own space where you can expand who you are, not from somebody else's power, but from following your own inner direction, your own integrity. And again, listening to your body, listening to your heart, listening to your intuition and saying, is this expanding me? Is this helping me to know myself more fully? Do I feel more whole because of this situation? Or do I feel as I'm taking myself away? So my final thing before we do a meditation is very much about creating healthy boundaries. So despite the fact I'm saying we're going to expand and there's going to, Pluto is bringing in transformation, please create healthy boundaries. There's nothing wrong with having boundaries. There's nothing wrong with making plans so that your life can stay centered. Once we lose those boundaries, we're like boats on the sea. We don't really want to be that. We want to know how we can lower our anchor, put our anchor in, and just stay steady. So staying steady, staying in the moment, staying rooted, as I've already suggested in past podcasts to do, stay rooted, stay present, stay in your body, listen to your heart. There's no rush. Don't get rushed by anybody. Everything's going to be fine. Stay in your center. All right? So if you're in a convenient place to do this meditation, great. If not, wait until you're not driving or doing anything that involves your attention elsewhere. When you can rest, put your feet on the ground, or you can lie down with this meditation. Are you ready? So this is a meditation to really allow you to feel into, do I need to make some changes? And I know we're just a little bit after New Year's resolutions, but this would be a New Year's resolution for you. So please take a short breath in, a long breath out. Settle into your body. And as you breathe out, just breathe all those thoughts floating around in your head down through your body, into the earth, into the ground. Quieten your mind. Bring your awareness back into your body, into your heart particularly. And just feel like a curious child. In other words, without expectations. Open your heart and mind to what may come. Now see yourself outside a house. It can be a house you know, a house that you live in even now, but it may just be a house of your imagination. Just look around the house. Don't go in yet. Look at the windows, the roof, the walls. This is the house of your imagination. This is a place where you can create anything you want. It's a place of many, many futures. You have choice. So you go to the main door, and the main door opens to you, and you enter into a large hall, off which are many different colored doors, as many as you like. And you're being offered the chance to see how your future could be if you change something in one aspect of your life. It might be work, it may be home, it may be your personal pleasures. But as you see, there are many doors, so many, many choices. So I want you to go to one particular door. Behind this particular door is a future that exists if nothing changed in your life today, if everything just continued as it was, you open the door and you're in a future 2 years on that hasn't changed. It can be at work, home, whichever you choose, just at this time. But you step into this world, look around you. How does your body feel 2 years on in this future? How does your body look? How do you feel emotionally? How does your soul feel? How are your relationships 2 years on in this future? When you're ready, let's leave that future. That's just one door, one possibility. Closing the door. Now look at the rest of the other doors, many, many of them. Choose one of the doors, and behind that door is a future 2 years on where something has changed. You may already have an idea of what you want to change, but it may not have come into fruition yet. You may not have that idea, but know that your soul, your heart knows. So you open that door and you enter into that future 2 years on. What do you see? How does your body look or feel? How do you feel emotionally? How does your soul feel? And how are your relationships? And before you leave that particular future, have you noticed what has changed? Are you aware of it? And as you leave that future, close the door behind you. You now have two different impressions. You may have changed nothing in that second future. You may have just expanded on what you already have. But what I want you to consider is the difference in how your body felt, how your emotions felt, how your soul felt, and how your relationships were. And perhaps now as you leave the house of your imagination, you feel inspired, committed, dedicated to making some changes now that will impact you not only in this year, but in the decades ahead. So until next time, again, wishing you a very happy new year. And I hope all your dreams will be met, all your dreams will be fulfilled, and you will expand beyond anything you have ever imagined by following your heart. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Heart Speak Podcast with Dr. Christine Page. Remember to check out other episodes in the podcast archive section on www.christinepage.com. And do share with friends, family, and colleagues. Join us next time for another edition of Heart Speak.